Welcome to Coach's Corner. Reed Farron here with the defensive coordinator of your Kansas City Chiefs, Bob Sutton. Coach, great to see you.
Reed, glad to be here.
I want to know the most popular question you've been asked since coming to town.
Where's the best place that you've had barbecue, I think, so far?
Have you found one?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. That's one thing you're never short of. I found in Kansas City is good restaurants in general and barbecue particularly.
Now, coach in a 4-3 scheme, 3-4 scheme. Walk me through both schemes and what you like coming here to Kansas City.
You know, I don't think there's any scheme that's far superior to one versus another. I think it's really two major factors. One, probably the most important, is it's all schemes have to be adaptable to the personnel. This transition here is a very similar one to the one we had in New York when Rex Ryan came into New York. We had been the exact same system that Kansas City had been, you know, a 3-4 two-gap system. Having gone through that transition here, I know the types of people that they've selected, you know, for the 3-4 system that they played here previously in Kansas City. Is going to be a very easy and a very good fit for the direction we're going to move. We're going to be 3-4 again, but probably a little more variations and those types of things as we go along. So I think the one advantage that 3-4 has, you know, that everybody will tell you is the fourth rusher is unknown. You know, you have a little more flexibility. It's a quote, balanced defense in the sense that, you know, you can have edges on both sides. And so I think those are probably the main things. Most important part of any system, good players.
Speak to the players. Now you have some Pro Bowlers on your side of the ball. What do you like when you see your defense?
Well, I think we have a really good core group of players. You know, obviously, you know, as you say, you know, a couple of these guys, particularly starting with our edges, you know, and Justin Houston and Tom Bahala, you know, we have two really good football players there, guys that have been productive in there. Derek Johnson inside, you know, is really developed himself into a really good football player. Has a lot of versatility to play in both sub and base and regular. And then I think, you know, both Poe up front, who, you know, came along as a rookie, you know, is really, I think, given us all some encouraging footage on film, you know, and that to me is really exciting. And then Tyson Jackson's, you know, what we call a defensive end or big end, the position is pretty good. And then on the back end, you know, we have both Flowers and Barry, who, you know, have played very well. So I think as we talk defensively here as a staff, the one thing that's encouraging is we have a couple guys at each level of the defense. Like everybody, we're always trying to, you know, collect as many good players as we possibly can. And not only in the starting area, but you want to build depth. We know that this is a long season, this National Football League, and you have to have depth. Plus, different offenses are going to demand of you to play different kinds of people to match up. So I think that's one of the things, and of course, you know, I think Andy and John Dorsey are doing a great job in starting to fill those holes in that we need addressed. And I think, again, we've got a core group I think we can build on, and we just got to keep adding to here through free agency, the draft, etc.
You mentioned the draft. You see a guy that you have interest or would like. What's your conversation like with John Dorsey, with Coach Reed and your staff?
I think, number one, you know, they're going to set the direction of our program. You know, Andy and John are. We're going to do the work. You know, they're going to tell us who to evaluate, what to do. And then our job as assistants is simply to provide them as much in-depth feedback as we can. As in most situations, you know, your scouting department has got a much deeper understanding of these players. They've been working on them for a lot longer than we have. And so I think as we look down them, what we can do is say, hey, of the players we looked at, we like this player because of this, this, and this. And as we know, we don't get to take everybody we like. Sometimes we never get an opportunity. They're gone before we pick. And then you also have the need basis, like what do we need and what's the best player available? And that's really the direction, you know, that ultimately and the decisions that Andy and John have to make.
What can fans expect from their defense in 2013?
Well, I think, obviously, you know, we're coaches, so the thing we like to do the most is coach our players, and particularly for all of us that are brand new here, you know, we've never really coached these players. We've seen them on film. We've seen them as opposing coaches, watched them. You know, you'd be surprised how much, you know, you watch an opposing team. And like for us, anybody that was, when we were in New York, anybody that was 3-4, we would watch their teams. We'd watch them in relationship to an opponent we're going to play because the structure was similar. But I think to get in the room with them and get to know them and understand them, and then, of course, you know, we want to get the program in, you know, we want to get the system in, you know, to go. And like I say, then you get the chance really to kind of, you know, maneuver your program or your system to the strengths of your players, because that's ultimately what you really want to do. You know, like I always say, the most important thing in coaching is know who you are, not who you want to be. And we're not going to know exactly who we are till we know our players as coaches, and then we've got to build on the strengths and the things that they do well.